message as short as your drive to work. TheSpeakingDeacon.com.
Hi, this is Jeff. We're taking a break from our regular podcast because last week we had a snowstorm and didn't have church, so I had nothing recorded to edit. So I thought I had some things I would share personally with y'all out there in podcast land. And first I want to talk about three things concerning the term business tree. Of course, business tree is a mashup of two words, business and ministry. The reason I'm doing this model is for I got 3 points here. The first is I never want this ministry to be asking for donations. There are a lot of folks out there that they use money as an emotional barrier or excuse to not listen to God's content, God's word, the Bible, or preachers, because they get angry when the preachers start asking for money. And there are some funky dudes out there on TV that I would not give my money to. But that's besides the point. The big idea is that I want to reduce the amount of barriers for people hearing God's word, whether it be a podcast, whether they go to some links. But I want to reduce those barriers because the battle is tough enough as it is. So, and of course, in the spirit of Paul from 2 Thessalonians 3, chapter 3, 7 through 9, Paul's writing, "For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it." Paul writes, "On the contrary, we worked a night and day, laboring and toiling so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right for such help, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow." And that's basically the big idea, is I don't want to have government lording over us the tax-free thing and threatening to take it away. If you don't find value in, you know, supporting your local preachers and stuff, and it's based off tax-free incentives, then that's the wrong motive altogether. We're here to serve Jesus, and we're here to give Jesus everything we've got. In this case, I'm not asking for anything other than you're already shopping. So I'm asking that you shop here first. Let me unpack that. I have three things, okay, maybe four things, that I want to share with you. First, most important, is let's connect. I love to hear how you're doing. I love to hear comments from folks, and I love to hear how folks might have questions or they wrestle with the biblical truth, whether I put a Facebook post out with some biblical content or from the podcast. I love to see reviews. I love to see comments. I get excited when atheists comment me as well. Of course, they don't agree with me, but the point is there's discussion taking place. When there's discussion, you get the opportunity to share the truth of Scripture, because it's not about my opinion, nor is it about their opinion. It's about what does God actually say in His Bible. And, of course, that's the most important and coolest, exciting truth there is. So I want to know what's going on in your life. What, you know, we're sharing the same journey together in Christ. So I want to hear from you, hear your story, so I can pray for you. And, of course, the Speaking Deacon's a ministry to help you grow and to help you go, meaning talking to others, sharing Christ with others. Speaking of that, point number two is share, share, share. Share this podcast with friends and family. It's very easy. I know it's tough talking, you know, about Jesus at family events and gatherings because, you know, it's kind of awkward. But in a podcast or in a Facebook post, in a tweet, or, you know, you can send a link to your friends saying, "Hey, dude, give this guy a try. You know, he's you're not going to church, and so no one's going to bite you or judge you. Listen to the biblical truth. Give God a chance before you make a judgment that the Bible's inaccurate," or whatever lame-o excuses people normally have. Share it, especially with non-Christians and especially with Christians. For Christians, they grow. For non-Christians, they might come to Christ. And isn't that our highest commission from God? It is. It might be one of those sermons they hear while driving to work, and Christ saves them. So share and pass it along. That's point two. Point number three, shop here first. I have links to the Christian book distributors, Kabloom for flowers, Abe's in Maine for electronics. I plan on having links to Amazon and even Walmart and a few other places. So you all shop for stuff, and I'm sure some of you are already enjoying e-commerce stuff from online. So all I'm asking is that you shop through these links first and see if you can't find it there. And, of course, as a business tree, the Speaking Deacon receives commissions from the sales. So you like to shop, I love to preach, and that's the win-win for all of us. And that's the model for business tree that we're going after. So all I'm asking is that you shop here first. And, of course, always make sure to subscribe and like. Subscribe to the podcasts if you haven't yet, and also to like, you know, become a fan on Facebook and leave comments and reviews, and that's fabulous. And that helps share, because word of mouth helps this ministry grow. So just a few other points I'm very excited to share with you about this ministry and how it has grown. Back in 2010 is when we started. I've been recording the sermons I preach at Pawpaw Bible Church, and then I edit the sermons into podcasts. Been doing this for 2 years now. We're into 2013. I really, really want to get the Word of God out to as many people as possible. See, God's biblical truths are without a doubt the most exciting and relevant information people need today. The highlights of my week is diving deep into the Word of God, prepping for these sermons. And then the double blessing is I get to share it with people. So I get to vent all this exciting content that's incredibly relevant. I get to vent and dump it on people. And I dump. If you've heard the podcast, you know I don't hold anything back. And because I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And God's biblical truth is so accurate and so needed today. And I just love to do it. So a couple of highlights to date about the Speaking Deacon is first, the podcast is currently receiving over 1,500 downloads per month. And the podcast blog page receives over 1,700 views per month. So that's fantastic. That is steady and it's just growing. Facebook is also enjoying growth of about 50 new fans per week, and a single post on Facebook can receive 100 views within 5 hours. See, that's outreach. That's reaching the masses. That's what ministry is all about. And so we're showing steady growth, and it's very exciting. I'm pumped about it. So please, pray for this ministry. Use the content for your own personal growth, your discipleship, and share it with those you care about. And of course, God bless you as you serve and obey Jesus.
There's some food for thought. Please visit thespeakingdeacon.com and get connected to the growing number of social media Christians. Thespeakingdeacon.com. Truth is here.